Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got to, you know, today is National Administrative Professionals Day, and this is a day, it's almost always on a Wednesday. As far as I remember, it's always been on a Wednesday, and the names have changed a little bit over the years. But we've been right here celebrating it just about every year. I think pretty close to every year we've talked to someone about this day, and today's no different. Gail Buskey is back with us. Now, the good news about Gail is she's been with us many times before, not just on this day, to talk to us about virtual assistants. She's the president and the CEO and the founder of a group called Team DoubleClick. And we'll get her to tell us about that in a little bit. Let's get her in here to celebrate this day. Gail Buskey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And Gail, and I know I've told this story before, but it's been a while, so I'm going to tell it again.
You go right ahead.
Back in the day when I worked for Xerox, many of the people I called on were the secretaries. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, and because for many of the companies who are my customers, the secretary made the copier decision, right?
Right, absolutely.
Because if the boss wanted to make sure that the work got done and that his or her secretary was happy, a lot of their happiness depended on whether the copier was doing well or not, right?
Absolutely.
It's amazing, folks, how that worked in those days especially. So I worked really hard to make sure I had good relationships with the secretaries, and to the point where whenever they had their National Secretary's Day or they would have an annual conference where they'd all get to all of the secretaries in the area would get together, and they'd have an educational process and, you know, continuing education, that kind of thing. I would support them in that. But in those days, and I'm talking, you know, in the 70s, maybe early 80s, it was okay people thought of themselves as secretaries. They weren't, even though they were doing the administrative professional things in those days, weren't they, Gail?
Right. Well, and it's, you know, being a secretary or an administrative assistant really is it's a proud task. And I think, you know, the name change probably came because secretaries did and still do so much more than just, you know, the typical secretary things. I mean, there's just so much more to their job.
Mm-hmm. How much, and of course, over the years, I think the job requirements changed so much that it put so much pressure on that title, I think. I actually don't think the title changing from secretary to administrative professional, I don't think that's a politically correct term, the way some titles have become politically correct. I actually believe that is a title that changed with technology. What do you think?
I would have to agree. I mean, you know, secretaries and administrative assistants have always had a lot of tasks, but now with all of the technology available, there's even more that they can do and more pressure on that job. I mean, you know, a good administrative assistant or a good secretary can really make a company look good, or they can make a company look just terribly bad, too. So a lot really rests on that position.
What if you think about it? How a secretary's job, the original job of a secretary going way back, was to produce documents, right? I mean, that was one of the main things a secretary would do, would be to produce documents. And for a long time, that was a huge part of the day, was to produce and file and manage and distribute documents.
Right.
Well, now so much of that's automated. And documents don't, information that we can communicate back and forth to each other is completely different than the way it used to be. So that allowed secretaries to become more involved in a lot of other things, and basically became no longer really appropriate to say secretary. I don't even know if there even is anybody who calls himself a secretary anymore. But regardless, administrative professionals, I don't know what small businesses would do without these folks.
Oh no, so many of them. We've seen just in the last Team DoubleClick has been in existence since 2003, so over the last 7 years. Yeah, our virtual assistants are qualifying leads for clients. They're finding leads. They're helping them grow their businesses. And in a lot of cases, I mean, especially with such a nasty economy that we've had, they're really out there helping keep businesses from dying, if you will. You know, we've seen so many businesses die in the last couple of years. And administrative assistants, virtual administrative assistants now are actually out there on the front lines keeping those businesses alive. So it's really amazing what goes into the job now.
Well, and you know what's interesting about this virtual thing? You're in the business of providing virtual assistance. But the thing is that a lot of those kinds of scenarios where the administrative assistant and the person they work for are not in the same building or maybe not even the same state, a lot of that has happened organically. Meaning not that the administrative assistant moved away, but that the boss moved away.
Right.
Right? I mean, the boss says, okay, we've gotten things where I can go live in my mountain cabin, you know, for you.
Exactly.
and you hold things down. So it's, even though it's a virtual relationship, but the boss is virtual, not the assistant.
Right.
So
right.
There's a lot of that going on, and it's all being driven by technology.
Well, you know, we had a client just a few years ago who lived on her sailboat out in the middle of the ocean.
I hate her.
I do, too.
I don't know her, but I hate her.
And, she had a virtual assistant that held things down, on the shore, if you will, and helped keep things going when she was out of touch and couldn't get Internet access. And so, yeah, I mean, it's yeah. Amazing what technology.
I hope her margarita blender broke. I hope it never worked on that boat. Hey, Gail, give us your website, please.
It's teamdoubleclick.com.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Administrative professionals, this is your day. Congratulations. We're celebrating you right now, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Gail Buskey and I will be right back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gail Buskey is with us. She's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder, president, and CEO of Team DoubleClick. And Gail, tell us what Team DoubleClick does.
Team DoubleClick is a virtual staffing agency. So what we do is we match small and home-based businesses with virtual administrative assistants. So secretaries, administrative professionals, but they work from their own home office. So they don't have to come into your home office.
Right, right. And now do you find that, what's the percentage of your customers, of the people you do business with, are small businesses, and what percentage are big businesses?
99% small businesses.
So you're really focused on small business. That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is, all right, so now here's an interesting thing. I think the term administrative assistant today is a big business, is in the big business vernacular. Mm-hmm. But it's not so much in the small business vernacular.
Right. Right.
Because when we hire somebody to be what would be considered an administrative assistant, I don't think we call them that. I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't think that's the term we use. I think we just hire them and put them to work. You know what I mean? If they need a title, we call them. I don't know. I just think that that in small business, there's just so many hats to wear. Administrative assistant doesn't really catch it. Even that name doesn't even cover the bases. What do you think?
And you're absolutely right. And in fact, a lot of times our virtual assistants don't get a title per se, because it may change on a daily basis. Today it may be salesperson. Tomorrow
right.
it may be accounting assistant. The next day it may be web designer, blog updater. So it really does change from day to day. So it's hard to pin a label on that person. I mean, you might want to use assistant CEO, really.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, and so folks, as you know, we're celebrating National Administrative Professionals Day, and so I guess what you could say is if you're not sure if this is your day or not, if nobody's ever told you about that or talked to you about that, given you that kind of a title, just look around you and say, okay, if I just were beamed out of here right now and didn't come back for a while, would this place fall apart? And if the answer is yes, then you're probably an administrative professional. What do you think, Gail?
I think you're absolutely right. They really are the glue that holds a lot of companies together, and especially small businesses. You think about, let's take a small business owner that's off at a conference or at a meeting or just out on calls for the day. That administrative assistant, while that person is out, is really going to be holding everything together.
Well, and also making decisions,
mm-hmm.
using initiative.
Absolutely.
And making decisions and probably taking some risks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we need people to be able to do that, especially in small business. We need to be able to empower the people who work with us
mm-hmm.
to be able to know how far they can go, and maybe if they take initiative just a little bit farther.
Right.
And they have to know, Gail, that if they do make a mistake, trying as hard as they can, using their best judgment, taking initiative, and you know, going a little bit beyond because of the circumstances, if they mess up, they have to know that we'll redeem them, that we won't fire them. We'll say, okay, what did we learn?
Right. Well, and, you know, 10 times out of 10 times, I would rather have somebody make a wrong decision but do something and keep moving forward,
right?
Then do nothing at all. I mean, at least they're trying and hopefully making an informed judgment,
right?
If I'm not available, I want my assistant to make that decision and move forward and do what she thinks is best,
or he,
or he. You
see, now you made the gender mistake. I didn't. I thought I was going to be the one to do that, Gail.
You nail me every time on that one.
Hey, Gail, the virtual thing.
Yes.
Are some people choosing virtual? I mean, are they going in that direction rather than being required to go there?
A couple of years ago, I could have said yes, because of family circumstances. You know,
yeah.
People that want to be home with their kids, but they
mm-hmm.
still want to work or need to work. Now, because we've had such a bad economy and we've had so many job losses across the country, it's become another avenue for them to find work.
Mm-hmm.
So people that may have been in the bricks and mortar world, you know, just 2 or 3 years ago, they're looking under every rock and stone to find work. So
so you're saying a lot of people have reinvented themselves, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. In fact, we've got over 74,000 virtual assistants in our database now. And
wow. And that's how you—that's what you do, right? You connect virtual assistants to the employer, and help them make their deal, and they make their deal together, don't they?
Exactly. So for instance, let's say you're one
Quickly.
Of our clients. You come to us and say, "I need to have this, this, and this done," and we go, "Oh, okay. Well, Susie and Joni and Bonnie are all really good at this."
Or Bill,
let's choose one of them, and then we match them with you and get everything started.
And that's teamdoubleclick.com.
Yes.
Hey, Gail, thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us celebrate National Administrative Professionals Day. See you next time.
Thank you.
Gail Buskey, ladies and gentlemen, teamdoubleclick.com. Check it out. They're good folks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.